Hi, everybody. This is Jeremy. My wife, Candace, and I are the pastors at the Ridge Assembly at Park Hill. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope this message connects with you, that inspires you, reveals God's word of truth in your life. Be encouraged and enjoy the message. All right, guys, here we go. We're getting back into the routine of things after Christmas and New Year's and all the breaks. And I gotta say, I really miss Christmas break. It's okay. I'm getting back into it. But you know, school started. At least Cabot started this past week. I think Pulaski County starts tomorrow. So like, you know, we're finished. We're through the breaks, and it's time to get going and cruising through the new year. We're letting everything kind of settle. And on, you know, I'm partially kind of glad that we're through all of that mess, because as humans, people like a little variety, right? The introverts in us like less than others. But in general, people like a little bit of variety, a little bit of adventure, and some subtle excitement from time to time. But nothing too crazy, really. Outside of the really strange, crazy type of adventurous people, most folks prefer a little bit of stability, right? It's safe. We're able to predict, you know, what comes next. It's comfortable. It's soft and easy, right? It's like the life equivalent of wrapping yourself in some fleece blankets, right? You want to be able to predict things. You want things to be stable. And the whole earth today seems like it's still a little bit unstable. It's still a little bit off balance from the Rona, right? It's been 4 years, and it feels, you know, we still feel a lot of those effects, right? The fallouts of the sickness itself, or the lingering price, you know, price hikes, or whatever you want to call it, and all of that mess. And certainly culture has shifted. In some ways it's been pretty good, honestly, right? And, you know, a lot of the office culture is really great now. It's a lot less fancy than it was. And you can work from home, a lot of people, and things like that. And so there's the culture shifts that are good too, but there's a lot of stuff that's kind of not as great, and it's just lingering from all of that instability, right? Because when everyone was stuck at home with nothing to do but type on their keyboards, in order to participate in the social discourse, you had to be offended about something. And so people got offended, because that's the only way that you could talk to people. And so there's just this whole instability that came with that. It's been 4 years, and can I tell you, things still just aren't really nice and soft and easy again yet. And then just when you think things, you know, maybe things are starting to stabilize, and it's just when you think it's safe to go back in the water. And then all of a sudden, you got Hamas attacking Israel, and then you've got this crazy group of Muslim extremists over there that are shooting at commercial ships, and just all kinds of crazy stuff that's happening in our world. It's an election year, and by saying it's an election year, I don't mean just in the United States. I think I heard it was like 42 democracies are electing world leaders this year. Like, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be dynamic. No wonder there's a record number of people in our society that are being treated for anxiety and depression. Guys, that's the fallout. It's part of the destruction that accompanies a society without any stability. People have no peace because there's no stability. So to start off 2024, I want to take a few weeks and exhort us, because we're the church, right? And I want to exhort us into stability, because the world is crazy. And can I tell you, it's going to get more crazy. Our lives individually are going to ebb and flow, because that's just kind of how it goes. And we're going to go from turbulence through serenity, and it's going to go back and forth and whatever. But no matter what comes, I got to tell you this, the church has to be steady-handed. The church has to be consistent and constant. The church has to be full of faith and power. No matter what goes on around us, no matter what happens even individually in our lives, there has to be an element of stability in the church, the people of God, driven by faith in God through the Holy Spirit, and our leaning on His Word. So today, I'm going to take several weeks to go through this, but today is just kind of an introduction. And so as a series introduction, I want to read a whole chapter of the Bible. Or it's just Psalm 1. Could be way worse. Psalm 1, beginning in verse number 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step, or does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so for the wicked. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So that's it. That's all of Psalm 1. But what I want to focus on is the stability, the person that meditates on the law of God, the word of God, day and night. That person, verse 3 says, is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Guys, there's no promises. If you read this, there's no promises for people that are outside of a relationship with God, right? The wind blows and they're scattered like chaff. That's what the word of God says. Right, winds change and things happen, and if they have no foundation, they're destroyed. And can I tell you that with the shifting sands of our crazy society and the world, as time is very short, things are going to get even more nuts. Instability abounds. And so will anxiety and fear and all the junk that goes along with that. And our society is going to be at the mercy of their feelings and fears. But we, the church, us, the bride of Christ, the redeemed. Guys, for us, can I tell you that it's not that storms don't come, because they're going to come. Winds and rains and things are going to happen, and life is going to be dynamic. It's just that through it all, we are rooted and grounded in the Word of God, like a tree that's planted by the water, and our leaves will not wither, and we will bear fruit in our season. So for us individually, and maybe more accurately, us individually through the church, we're going to find stability and peace and strength that accompanies stability. We're going to be steady-handed and consistent and constant. Stability in Christ. If you're taking notes, there's a couple of quick things. This is kind of kicking off the series. First thing we're going to talk about, we're going to say this. The church must be stable. This is a requirement. This is not a nice to have. It's what must happen. The church must be stable. And can I tell you that stability is not automatic and it's not easy. Entropy is the natural state of things, right? And that takes things from order to disorder. Right, it wants to, and if you want to put anything right above the bottom and hold it there in stability, if you want it to be stable, then that requires work. And so, can I tell you this morning that the church has to work for stability? We have to be planted by, you know, want to be like trees that are planted by the water, but that doesn't happen automatically. It says that we've got to meditate on the Word of God, that we've got to get God's Word in us and think about His law. And can I tell you, that requires work. It requires work to maintain an eternal perspective. Right? Because if we get our eyes on what's happening around us just in the world, then we're going to be just chasing all kinds of things. It'll be like, you know, watching the bouncing ball on the screen. No. If we're going to be stable, then that means we've got to have our eyes maintained on eternity and looking through our spirit man and not through our five senses. And can I tell you, that takes work. It takes work to take every thought captive and bring it into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, right? To take every thought captive. The biggest enemy of my own stability is my own imagination. Because I can imagine all kinds of bad scenarios. And my imagination, a lot of times, just nurtures fear. And can I tell you, if you're a human, you're probably in the same boat. And so rather than letting your imagination run wild, it takes work to take your thoughts and to make them captive and to bring them under the authority, the law of God, the word of God that says, no, I understand that a lot of bad things can happen, but I also know that the word of God says that there will be provision for me. And it takes work to maintain stability. It takes work to stand in the gap and to make up a hedge for yourself, for your family, for the church. It takes work to declare, this is the day the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. There's going to be a lot of days where you drag out of bed and your flesh doesn't want to be there. Your flesh wants to be worried about everything from the little things like traffic or what you're going to have for lunch to be worried about the big things like I don't understand how this is going with my job. I don't understand how this is going in my relationship. I don't understand what's happening with my kids. Everything's nuts. And you start getting worried, and it takes work to look at yourself in the mirror first thing in the morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It takes work to say, I'm a child of God. I hear the voice of God. I speak the word of God. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm blessed coming in and going out. Everything I touch is going to prosper by the Holy Spirit. It takes work to do that. But that's how we find stability. It's work. But it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to be stable in these days, right? That's how we're going to walk in blessing. That's how we're going to be a testimony for the world to see. Stability means that our message is unchanging, that our love is unconditional, that our faith is rooted in the Word. Stability means that our hope is in heaven. Stability means that we show up Sunday mornings 10:30, Wednesday nights 7 o'clock, whenever you do your devotion at home, if you do one of those things, and whatever it is, you show up to your time in your prayer closet. You show up to the time where you set aside to read the Word of God. You show up and you worship in spirit and in truth. And you let the Holy Spirit move, and you're listening to what God says, and you hear the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you get it down in your spirit, man, and you start rolling those roots deeper and deeper and deeper, right? Because now you're beginning to be planted. It's work, but that's stability. Stability means that we come in here every week and we're ready to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice, and that we're ready to be built up and encouraged and comforted. We're ready to speak life. We're ready in season and out of season. That's stability. And no matter what goes on out there, we find a sanctuary. Whether it's right here, or whether it's in your prayer closet, or whether it's driving down the road and that car becomes your sanctuary, it means that no matter what's happening out there, in here, this is my sanctuary and this is stable. Stability even in the face of all-out attacks, right? Because it's one of the strategies of the enemy. Can I tell you, the enemy knows that time is short. He's in a hurry to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I believe that as a child of God, that the Holy Spirit is moving on the earth, and the Holy Spirit's in a hurry because, man, God, I'm telling you, time is short, and we got to build the kingdom. We got to do our stuff right now. But the enemy's not stupid. Right? He sees what's happening. He knows the time is short, and he's in a hurry. And can I tell you that I don't know what persecutions and trials lie ahead, but I think the Word of God indicates that things aren't going to get better. Things are going to be tough. No matter what we face, guys, we can have stability because our foundation is firm. But one of the strategies of the enemy is to destabilize the church. And one of the ways that he does that is just through anxiety and apprehension and all the stuff that we get distracted by what's happening around us. We become fearful of what's happening around us. And I'm not saying that those aren't big things. Right? I'm not saying that we should just ignore everything that's going on, right? It's significant stuff. But there comes a point where we've got to say, that's happening out there and in here. I'm stable. Jesus told us that the strategies of hell will not prevail against the church. And can I tell you, in this last days, one of his strategies is to make the church too apprehensive and anxious and fearful that we become inwardly focused so much that we're not effective to preach the gospel. Secondly, so number one, you've got, it's a requirement. We the church must be stable. Secondly, the reason why is because you can lean on something that's stable. Right? Everyone needs something to lean on. Because life is a team sport, right? You can do it yourself, right? You can be a rugged individual. You won't be a very happy one. Right? Because if you've got to face everything the enemy throws at you, if you've got to face all the things that life throws at you by yourself, you will be overwhelmed. So we've got to have something to lean on. And that's why the church has to be stable, so that we can lean on church. Not everything that's still is stable, right? You know that, right? There's a difference between stable equilibrium and unstable equilibrium. I have a picture for you guys, and this counts as college credit, okay? So now you can say that you came to church and you gained some smarticles. Okay, so there is stable equilibrium and unstable equilibrium. Unstable equilibrium is like me parking my truck on top of a hill. My truck, in case you didn't know, is made in the last millennium, and it has a floor shifter that most people don't know how to drive. I never lock it because no one's going to steal it. They can't drive it. Right? It's a manual transmission, and if I left it on top of a hill, out of gear, no parking brake on, the worst thing that could happen would someone would be lean, that they would lean on it. Because if it's at the top of a hill, it may not roll until you push it. And if you push it, it's just going to keep going. I've had that thought many times as I've parked it at my house. But how would I get this out? If something's in unstable equilibrium, you shouldn't lean on it, because it doesn't take long and it just starts rolling down the hill. If you take my same blue truck and you park it at the bottom of the hill, and again, you leave it out of gear and the emergency brake off because, I don't know, why not? Sometimes I do weird things. And if you lean on it, it may move a little bit, but it's going to come straight back because it's stable equilibrium. When things are stable, you can lean on them. If you can lean on them, you can find strength in them. I don't want to sound like a downer, right? This is the first church service of 2024, and so I genuinely, I have hope, and I fully believe that God is going to build His kingdom. We are going to build the kingdom of God, and we're going to do great things. But I also have to tell you that the world is crazy, and it's going to get much crazier. And as the world tries to lean on things that may be still, but they're in unstable equilibrium, they're just going to roll down the hill, and they're going to end up falling flat. And if you try to lean on something that is unstable, even if it's still, it's going to roll away from you, and you're going to fall. You've got to lean on something that is stable and still, and that is the Word of God and the church acting through the Word of God. The church must be stable so that people can lean on it. And who are the people? Well, the people are us to start with. I'm a selfish punk sometimes. We can be selfish sometimes. You know what one of the greatest blessings of having a stable body of believers is? Is so that the body of believers can be blessed. So that when I am down and out and I am somebody else, when I'm weak, someone else is going to be strong. That when life comes and goes, and again, guys, there's several people that are experiencing Job kind of moments that I know and love, and you know what? And for those people, the church, man, that's where we grab on to one another. That's where we hold each other up. That's the part of the church. It's kind of like, you know, people of a certain vintage will remember the movie Forrest Gump. Anybody, right? Remember that scene where you can't raise your hand, you're too young. Anyway, so it's a great movie. Anyway, remember that scene where Forrest and Bubba are in Vietnam and it's raining and they're talking to each other and he's like, "You haven't seen the movie? That's okay. You're too young also." Okay. So And Bubba says, hey, you lean on me and I'll lean on you and we don't have to sleep with our heads in the mud. Right? Okay. Man, guys, that's the blessing of the church. That's the blessing of having some stability, that we lean on one another when life gets crazy. Okay? And we're going to start there because sometimes it's okay to be selfish. Can I tell you also that having a stable church isn't just for us, but it is an incredible testimony to a world that's going to be crazy looking for something to lean on. Again, 2024 is going to be an interesting year. There was more conflicts in 2023 than the last 6 years, right? What's happening in Israel, I believe, is prophetic. I don't know how it's all going to end, but if I read Matthew 24, it doesn't look like it's going to go well. There are wars and rumors of wars. But see to it that you're not alarmed. Such things must happen. The end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines and earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of birth pains. You'll be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. Well, that doesn't sound fun. You'll be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn from the faith and will betray and hate one another, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many. Because the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. The parallel passage in Luke 21 includes this, that people will faint from terror, apprehensive of what's coming on the earth, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Ladies and gentlemen, everything will be shaken. And the world, Jesus died for the world, right? So there's not. I love the world. I love the people of the world. We've got to reach them. And can I tell you, one of the ways that we're going to be able to reach them is because when things start getting crazy, they're going to find that they've got nothing left to lean on. Our society has done people a huge disservice. The things that were sacred are no longer sacred. The people don't know love from lust anymore. They don't know good from evil anymore. They don't know truth from lies anymore. They don't know these things. There's nothing to lean on. And so when things get crazy, the people out there, I'm telling you, they're going to look for something to lean on. I personally believe, and we pray for our prodigals all the time. We prayed for them today. I personally believe that one of the ways that the church is going to reach those prodigals is that when things get really nuts in their lives, in society, whatever it is, when they look for something to lean on and there's nothing, they will remember. They'll remember what their youth pastor preached. They'll remember the children's church. They'll remember the VBS. And they'll go back to that and they'll say, what is there to lean on? And they'll find a church. They'll find our church or another church. The church is all over the place. They'll find some people that are preaching the Word of God with boldness. They'll find a place that says, thus says the Lord. They'll find a place where the Holy Spirit moves and they'll find stability. They'll be able to lean on that because they can't lean on anything else. The church must be stable. If we're going to lean on it, we've got to lean on it because we've got to make it through. And if the world is going to find something to lean on to support them, to reintroduce them to Jesus and hope, and the church has to be stable. Now, to polish this off real quick, a quick clarification. Stability is not static. Okay? So we can't get these two things confused. I say the church must be stable. You and I must be stable. It's a requirement this year. It has to happen. It starts in our own lives, stability in our own schedules. It continues. This church, we've got to be stable in what we do and what we preach and how we worship. We've got to be stable. We're going to do those things. But stability is not static. Remember, trees are not rigid. They're just planted. Okay? Stability doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to change or grow. Right? Stability doesn't mean that, you know, last week we talked about God doing a new thing, and I 100% believe that. I believe that God is going to pour out new anointing, and he's going to give us some new tools, some new relationships, some new influences. He's going to give us new ideas. We're going to try some new stuff. So stability doesn't mean that you don't change or you don't do anything. It just means that there's a consistency in the stuff that matters. You know, part of what the church struggles with is discerning properly the difference between the message and the methods. We have to hold the message stable. The methods, okay, we can change. We have to hold worship stable. By worship, I mean the spirit and truth part, not the songs that we sing. We have to hold some things stable and let other things change. One of the big, you know, I'm an airplane guy, right? One of the big hindrances to being able to have human-powered flight way back in the day, 100 plus years ago, one of the problems that they had to overcome was that they kept trying to build airplanes that were inherently stable. And if you've built or if you've folded a paper airplane and you've thrown it before, you understand that it's very hard because you'll fold it and it's perfect and you throw it one time and it's amazing and it just flies forever. Then you throw it the next time and it goes and it crashes and you're like, what just happened? Well, the environment's not stable. Maybe you threw it a little bit different or there was a fan or something like that. And so what happened was a long time ago is people couldn't figure out how to make airplanes work because they were trying to make them stable in an unstable environment. So then they invented control surfaces and then it worked out, right? The church has to be very similar to that, right? We have to be stable in our message, but also able to trim some things and to grow some things. Can I tell you that it's not always going to be the same and we're not going to get in routines or ruts. We're going to keep growing. And I'm not saying that. Just a quick disclaimer that stability is not static. Okay? So the way that we do things may change, but the message has to be the same. The other thing that I want to point out real quickly, and these are just quick disclaimers. We'll get into the meat and potatoes of it starting next week because we'll look at some specific areas where stability has to manifest. But the other quick disclaimer is that the manifestation of God's favor is not always the same. Okay? So stability is not static. It's going to change. The other thing is that the manifestation of God's favor is not always going to be the same. For us personally and for the church, seasons still change. Let's go back and look at verse 3 of Psalm 1. That person, so the person that meditates on the law of God, which that's going to be us. That's part of stability, right? We are in the Word of God. We're running our roots deep. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. I am fully convinced that our leaves won't wither. That means that we're not going to die on the vine. That means that we're always going to have provision. Right? That means that we're always going to have life running through us, right? And we're going to be in touch with God. There is stability there, right? Because our leaf doesn't wither. But the fruit is born in season. Okay? So stability doesn't mean static as far as our methods. It also doesn't mean that everything's going to be roses. God will never leave you or forsake you. That's in the Word of God. Your leaves will not wither. But there are times where you bear fruit, and there are times when you don't. So saying that we must be stable doesn't mean that we must always walk in incredible blessing and so much anointing that sometimes you walk without touching the ground. Right? That doesn't always happen. Prayer of faith can be loud and confident, or it can be, I believe, help my unbelief. So, that's stability. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We invite you to be part of our online community by subscribing to this podcast. Also, follow us on social media at The Ridge Assembly PH.
on Facebook and Instagram. If you live in the Central Arkansas area, we certainly invite you to be part of our live community. You can join us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at the Old Park Hill Elementary Building. That's at 3801 JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.